Fun people, serious people, creative people, it's all there. Arrow.net, ARROE.net. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Adrian Seymour.
Hi, Arrow. I'm well. And yourself?
Absolutely fantastic. Now that I'm talking to you about pretty hard cases.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Speaking of that, how do you get into Kelly Duff? Because, I mean, this is a character that, I mean, we're used to seeing you in other roles, but now Kelly Duff is going to become a part of our talking.
I am so excited to introduce the world to Kelly Duff. She's the heart of the show.
Yep.
She is the one who believes in serving and protecting her community at all costs. You know, I think right now there's such a fractured relationship between our, you know, civilian community, particularly the Black community, and police. And I wanted to create a character that people could identify with, that they could see themselves in, but also hopefully paint police and detective in a different light, where it's not so negative. And I think I achieved that with her. I mean, she has an impressive wardrobe. I think people are going to love her. Her sneak her relationship, her budding, burgeoning relationship with her with her co-star, or not co-star, but partner on the show,
yeah.
Samantha Wazowski, played by Meredith McNeil. Meredith and I, from the second we met, when we first started auditioning this idea, fell in love with each other, and she has been an incredible person to work with. I enjoy coming to work with her every day. I was just on set with her all day yesterday, and I was like, you know, if there's anyone that I would have to be on set with all day, it would be you. She's an incredible artist, and so we have a lot of fun on our show.
When you're talking about Kelly Duff and stuff like that, and then how you want to help create a relationship with the community, I mean, people are going to be watching Kelly, and they're going to start looking for a Kelly in their own police forces and stuff like that. And so, like, you're showing a human side to what's going on.
Absolutely. There's a moment in the very beginning of the episode of the first season where there's a standoff with, I'm not going to give too many of the details away, with a young boy, and Kelly takes it upon herself to not follow the rules of law and order when there's a gun drawn on you. And I think it's a very poignant moment in the show that really sets the tone of, you know, of Kelly and who these characters are in the story. And more importantly, how we want this show to be viewed. We don't want it to just be a show where people are seeing it as, okay, they're catching the bad guys. Because I think these last few years, what's been going on, we see that there's more than meets the eye when it comes to police and policing a community.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to show, again, the humanity. We wanted to show another side, that when these individuals take their guns and their badges off, they are people
mm-hmm.
who deal with love and friendship and loss and frustration and, you know, children and being single parents and not being in love with someone and wanting love and wanting a family. So all these different things that you and I wrestle with, you know, day in and day out, that's who these women are too. And so we wanted to open the door and lift the veil for our audience to see them as people.
So then when you're not on the set, are you out studying the activities of a real person? Do you go sit at a Starbucks and just sit there and watch people and listen to them talk?
Well, let me tell you, Adrian is a people watcher in general, okay? Like one of my favorite pastimes, especially living in New York City, is going to places like Washington Square or Times Square or Central Park and just kind of, you know, copping a squat somewhere and just seeing life and people. Because at the end of the day, that's what I like to bring to all of my characters. You know, one of the things I love to do is watch people who are kind of far off in the distance having a conversation or a fight or, you know, they're making out, whatever it is they're doing, and kind of create my own dialogue based on how I see their body language.
Yes.
And how they're moving. I've always also, on top of that, I've always been a fan of detective shows, reality shows, where you're following the lives of detectives and seeing how they solve crimes, because it's like putting together the pieces of a puzzle. Yep. And I'm a puzzle maker. I'm not a puzzle maker, but I love doing puzzles. And so that side of my brain that it exercises of, how does this fit together? How do we put this together is something that I thrive on and I love. And so it's like a combination of all those different things that I enjoy about, watching, people interact and putting together a puzzle and also showing the heart and humanity of a character. It was just a match made in heaven for me.
Speaking of humanity, one thing that you and I have in common is that we love to rescue animals.
Yes, I'm literally with my babies right now that I rescued 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's Jazzy. Jazzy's with me at all times, and it's just one of those. And it's one of those with Jazz. What happened was is that she gets in the house. First thing she does, she shows off her anxiety and totally destroys it. But I didn't take her back. She's still my girl, and I love her to pieces.
It's like they can do no wrong
right.
to you. Mine. But where I'm staying in Toronto, first of all, I'm on the west side of the city. They have a huge raccoon and like skunk population here, okay? And you have to respect them. And my dogs do not respect them. And last night we were coming home late from set, and this raccoon, as I'm passing the trash bins in my backyard, this raccoon just pops out of the trash can, okay? Like, who are you? Why are you coming in my space? And my dogs just had a fit, woke up the whole neighborhood. And I was just like, oh, you guys. After I trained my head off. But yeah, they are my comfort. They are my my home because I travel a lot, and so I need things that ground me, and they certainly do that. And I bring them to work, and it's they're everyone's therapy dogs on set. Everyone loves to play with them, and they love playing ball. And so if you can get the ball out of my boy's mouth, I have two, then it's a pretty exciting time.
I love it. Well, congratulations on Pretty Hard Cases. I cannot wait to watch this show grow and grow and grow, because it's going to create conversation, and that's what it's all about.
For sure. Absolutely. Me too.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
You too, Arrow.
Okay.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I really enjoyed it.